Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Happy Teacher Appreciation Day to all the educators that listen to my podcast. I appreciate all of you. I actually am celebrating a milestone with my podcast because I just hit 500 plays. And when I started my podcast, I definitely didn't think that was possible. It was just a side project and something fun to do in order for me to grow as an educator, but also get perspective and, of course, offer advice and encouragement. So I am so thankful for everyone who is part of my new teacher journey and everyone who listens to my podcast on a regular basis. Today I had the opportunity to talk to Scott Lewis. He is an instructional technology coach, and according to his Twitter bio, he is a runner, a COSN certified educational technology leader, a Google certified educator, and a Hapara champion trainer. And actually, a fun fact was that I took a Hapara course about a month ago, and I did get certified as a Hapara champion educator, so that was really fun. And Scott Lewis was actually the person in charge of moderating the session, so I got to interact with him on a whole different level, which was great. And I loved getting a chance to talk to him about all things teaching and the importance of building those relationships with your students. So I truly hope you enjoy listening. And if you ever have any feedback or want me to answer some questions, please submit a question via the app. I know that there's an option if you listen to my podcast on Anchor where you can submit feedback, and I would be happy to answer any questions or include them within the podcast episodes. Thanks again, and enjoy your day. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Scott Lewis, and I'm an instructional technology coach for Frederick County Public Schools in Winchester, Virginia. And one of my passions is working with teachers to explore, to create, and to help them grow.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
I think some of the best days that I've had in education, and my career in education has been anything but traditional. I did not become a teacher straight out of college. I spent about 10 years in the Army before going back and earning my post-baccalaureate certification. So I was a little bit older when I was first a teacher. And I think for me, those really great days have been those aha moments with students, you know, and that ability to connect with students. And I've seen that as, you know, a classroom teacher, as an administrator, and as an instructional technology coach. And, you know, for me, you know, those good days where you can, you know, work with a teacher, work with a student, and, you know, have that light bulb go off and that aha moment are probably some of the greatest times that, you know, any professional can have.
Yeah, I love those light bulb moments. I think that's definitely something that makes us so thankful to be in education, because we get to witness those from our students on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'd agree. So I think, you know, kind of reflecting more on that, I had a couple sisters, actually they were twins, and I was lucky enough to have them when they were freshmen, and then again as seniors. And actually, that was the first class that I had when I returned to the classroom after being an administrator. And the impact that they had on me was profound. I never really knew the impact I had on them until they were getting set to graduate. And both sisters wrote me a letter just, you know, telling me how much they appreciated, you know, the time and effort that I spent with them. And, you know, that I ended up being, you know, a father figure to them. And it's been awesome seeing them grow up in a school setting, but then also, 4 years later, being able to see them transform into young adults and, getting started on families of their own.
Yeah, that's so cool. I know I just started my career, so I'm waiting to, hear about the impact that I hopefully make on my own students. But I love hearing those stories. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
I'm a very reflective person. So, I look back at, some of the things that I personally think I did wrong, at the beginning of my career. There was a time in education where, you shut your classroom door and you went in and you taught. You didn't have a lot of support from other teachers. There wasn't, a network of professionals that you could connect with and ask questions for. I believe I was assigned a mentor, but again, if you had questions, you were supposed to have the answers already. And it took me a while to figure out that, as a novice teacher and as a professional, 20 years later, you're not supposed to have all the answers. You're supposed to, continually grow, and you're supposed to connect with other people. And I think, looking back, that's probably for me my biggest growth as a professional is recognizing that, I don't have to know everything, and I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be like every other teacher that, I see on Twitter or Pinterest or Facebook. I just have to be the best that I can be at that given time. I attended a virtual conference, and one of the takeaways that I got, it was a quote, and I'm totally going to garble the quote, but I think you'll get the gist. I'm going to use the tool or be the best that I can until I know how to be better. And for me, that really helps me work with teachers, because it's not my job to make teachers perfect. And just like everybody else, it's my job to take them from their point A to their point B.
Yeah, and I love that because I know that I follow Teach Better and I really try to exemplify that mindset of being better than you were yesterday, or, just like you said, being better than what you know at the moment. Because whenever I figure out something new, I want to try it in my classroom because I don't want to be stagnant in my growth. And I think that's so powerful to have that mindset.
Exactly. And what I try to impress upon, my teachers and my colleagues is that, you need to push boundaries, you need to take risks, and you need to fail, because that's how you learn and that's how you grow. And that's not to say that classrooms are, should always be, test cases for, teaching techniques, but as a professional, your own students. Where you can try something new or, tweak something you've done. What I don't want to see happen from teachers is that, they grow stagnant and they don't try new things. And so, for me, that innovation, that risk-taking is very important.
So, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Don't be afraid to take that risk. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There are certainly loads of, professionals out there that, are willing to give, any teacher, advice or help. But, while you're taking those risks and being innovative, also take a look at yourself and know that, you don't have to be that perfect copy of somebody else. You just have to be yourself. You can't take away, from anything, the power of relationship building. And, throughout my career, that's been the foundation of my success at different levels, is building that relationship first, because nothing comes, when you don't have that relationship. There isn't going to be any learning from, a student that you don't build a relationship with.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think building relationships is definitely critical, because once the students know that you're in their corner and that you care about them, then they're so much more likely to learn from you, and they want to push themselves as well.
Exactly. And, you know, kids are a really good judge of character, and they know when you're being genuine. And, you know, some of the advice that I always give to, new teachers, novice teachers is, be open and be real. Make mistakes. Some of the best, examples that you can set for your students are, the ability to make a mistake in front of them and then correct that mistake, come back and say, that wasn't really good. We're going to try again. We're going to do this. Because that lets them know that, you're taking that risk and you're okay with, failing in front of them. And that sends them the message that it's okay for them to take that risk and, possibly fail, because, you have that open relationship and you have that safety net there.
So how can people get in contact with you?
I am a huge Twitter fanatic. So my Twitter handle is @ScottLewisITC. And my email address, and I'm willing to put that all over the place as well. That's lewis@fcpsk12.net. And I'm disgustingly OCD about checking my email. So I check it all the time, and I'm always on Twitter.
So thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate the time that you took.
You're welcome.